Keith Peters reporting the Congressional Black Caucus chair voices support for President Biden's reelection bid. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
Representative Stephen Horsford of Nevada, chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, said in a statement, quote, President Joe Biden is the nominee and has been selected by millions of voters across the country, including voters here in Nevada. Horsford said he's standing behind President Joe Biden's bid for re-election, as others in the party have called for him to step aside. More than 10 House Democrats have called for Biden to drop his re-election bid after his shaky debate performance against former President Donald Trump. Biden continues to enjoy strong support from black lawmakers. His primary victory in 2020 is often credited in large part due to strong support from the black community, and he'll need help from black Democrats and union allies as he continues to fight for a second term. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is expected to announce his running mate soon. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With the Republican National Convention a week away, Trump is getting close to naming his choice for vice president. For weeks now, several names have been mentioned as potential finalists, including Senators J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is also a possibility. All the contenders have been making public appearances on behalf of the former president. Greg Clugston reporting.
Tropical storm Beryl has slammed into Texas, knocking out power to nearly 3 million homes and businesses and unleashing heavy rains that prompted dozens of high water rescues. The fast-moving tempest threatened to carve a harsh path over several more states in coming days. Officials warned Monday it could take several days to restore power after Beryl came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane and toppled 10 transmission lines. Beryl has weakened to a tropical depression. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 31 points. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church USA declares war on conservatives. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The denomination's leadership has approved two new proposals. One will add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the organization's anti-discrimination policy. The second and more controversial proposal will require that future candidates for ordination be quizzed about their support for the LGBT lifestyle, suggesting that a conservative response might be disqualifying. The two measures now go to the individual presbyteries for a vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Department of Education has restored a teacher's credentials days after she sued, alleging officials had misrepresented her involvement in a student's abortion. The teacher didn't contest her firing from a private school last fall, but sued the education department and top officials over the revocation of her teaching license. This is SRN News. French politicians from the left and center are working on their next step after a surprise election result handed them the bulk of the seats in a hung parliament.
We have the leftist coalition, the New Popular Front, on 182, the centrists of Mr. Macron, they're on 169, and the National Rally relegated to 143. And some relief in many quarters in France that the rally have been stopped, that this Republican Front has worked to prevent them from gaining power, but the reality today is that you have three very disparate blocks within the National Assembly from which the new president has to find a prime minister.
BBC correspondent Christian Fraser reporting from Paris, France. Modern France has never experienced a parliament with no dominant coalition. Macron may seek a deal with moderates on the left. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.